B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
What are the top 25 video games of all time? We're going to find out what they are according to Metacritic coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Be great.
And you know, we all live by what Metacritic says are the best games.
So it's mad. Gospel.
That's right.
You guys are going to be thrilled. Yeah. You're going to love it.
But before we get to that, first, let's check in with Joe over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update.
Gaming News Update with Joe Sloan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointXP.com.
The boss of Platinum Games, Atsushi Inaba, is apparently not thrilled with the PS5 and Xbox Scarlett. While he said that they're fine, and by that he means they're faster, there's less load times and all that jazz, he's also lamented that it's just kind of more of the same. He said he doesn't feel like they're very innovative or disruptive to the industry, but that so far he's been very impressed with the advancements in cloud gaming.
I somewhat agree with him. I think we've gone beyond the age of more power, more RAM, more graphics, more. I think that with Stadia and with xCloud or whatever it is that will be the dominant force moving forward, I think that is where the future lies. And this might be truly the last of consoles.
Kind of a spoiler for what to expect out of both of those consoles then, that nothing new is really coming along with them?
Well, no. I think you have a serious bottleneck issue whenever you talk about game development. The bottleneck issue being the hardware that the player has to use to get to your product, right? There are intrinsic limiting factors, whether it's hard drive size, whether it's processing power, that limit the scope and the ability to, you know, expand your project to maybe the full vision that you had at the start. And, you know, a lot of developers say that the process of developing a game is constant compromise from your original vision. You have to shave off here, shave off there, because it's not technically achievable yet. What cloud gaming does is it takes that bottleneck restriction and removes it entirely.
And it's cloud Stadia exclusive.
Well, not just cloud development, but
both. But that what you're talking about specifically is like the cloud development part too.
Yes, that's part of it. But I mean, like, in terms of the individual user's, hardware from a PC development perspective. Because you've got a variety of different hardware options that are out there. Instead, now you can specifically tune your game to perform the way that you need it to perform. It can take up however much hard drive space it needs to take up without impacting the user at the end of the day. The burden that gets placed on is Google. So I do think I agree with this assessment that really the step forward in the next big advancement and the leap where the user, like you, me, all of us that play the game, will see the big difference is going to come from cloud gaming.
PUBG Corp has announced that they'll be hosting a $500,000 international tournament this August. The PUBG Nations Cup will host 16 countries to compete from August 9th until the 11th. That tournament will wrap up before Phase 3 is set to kick off and also give players some downtime after the GLL Grand Slam, which is set to run from July 19th through my birthday, July 21st.
Listen, I am always excited to hear about more competitive PUBG. I think what's kind of interesting is that we don't really have a good look of what the off season is going to look like for pro PUBG players. So I do worry about burnout a little bit, but at the same time, man, $500K is a nice big old prize pot to set in front of people.
We see what the Chinese market has done for PUBG. It's a game that you don't see a lot of people talking about necessarily in the States, but I mean, China has fully adopted PUBG wholeheartedly. Oh, yeah.
Didn't China ban PUBG? Isn't it, what is it, a game? Game of War or something over there now?
Oh, no, I'm talking about... No, they banned Fortnite. They have PUBG in China.
No, they have a different version of PUBG.
Yeah, they got rid of me.
This was fairly recently.
Sound ridiculous. Don't listen to me.
And I agreed with you, so that's awesome.
All right, well done. All right. Ninja has closed his first book deal, a three-book deal with Random House Publishing.
You guys are going to hate this. Or maybe you'll love it.
His first book will be titled Ninja Get Good and is set to publish in August. With the deal, he becomes the first major streamer to publish a book. By the way, his other two books, he's got like a notebook.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to go through it. So the Get Good is basically him talking about the secrets to success, right?
Okay.
That makes sense to me. Ninja putting out a book, this is how I became who I was, blah, 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 is what you can do. The second one is called the Ninja Notebook, and it's basically like stickers and like creative prompts and like stuff like that for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the third one.
Yeah, and then the third one is called...
The Most Dangerous Game, I believe
Ninja,
it is.
The Most Dangerous Game, and it's actually the first in a series of graphic novels.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the premise?
I have no idea.
Is it the Hunger Games featuring Ninja?
I hope so.
I ain't mad, Ninja. Get your money.
Yeah, make your money.
Get your money.
Make your money. I found myself in a Barnes & Noble the other day. I know what you're thinking. Where did you find a Barnes & Noble? Did you have a time machine? No, I didn't. I actually found a Barnes & Noble that still exists
and apparently does
business.
So, anyway,
I'm in the Barnes & Noble, and I am bowled over by the amount of, video game-ish content that I'm met with. There's a series of books called Popular MMO.
What age demographic was that content for, would you say?
Very young. Pretty young. I'd say it skews very young.
People who would be Ninja fans?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I would assume.
Okay. Yes. PUBG is finally implementing a long-requested feature in the form of a ping system. They're calling it radio messages and will allow players to quickly ping loot on the ground, request ammo or medicine, tag care packages, relay their location to teammates, or signal where they'd like to go.
Really, anything that I have to do that avoids me from having to talk to another human being is
a great
addition to a game.
I can tell you where they're not going to adopt this. China. Because, of course...
Because the game's not over there.
And,
They might put it in their off-brand rip-off version that they have, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's right, where you get shot with paintballs and surrender.
Yeah, it's a patriotic game.
We could also use a ping system, because I actually tried to when we were playing the other day in Nuclear Winter for Fallout 76.
You literally tried to ping when you were
I pressed the middle mouse button, which is the ping in Apex, and I was like, aw.
The ESPYs are adding a new category to their annual award show this year. It'll be for Best Esports Moment, and the inaugural nominees are... Here we go, guys.
It's happening!
That's right. Sonic Fox winning Evo after switching sides.
Okay, yes. I am all for, like, that was an amazing moment.
My vote, Team Liquid upsets the defending world champions Invictus Gaming at MSI.
Yes. Man, this has been a year of really good moments.
So far.
Cloud9 wins at the Boston Major in CS:GO. Mm. Astralis wins Katowice.
Like they win everything else?
That's not compelling.
Invictus Gaming win the League of Legends World Championship. And right. London Spitfire win the inaugural Overwatch League Championship.
I don't know. You guys were there.
I mean, at the beginning of the championship, I don't have a neutral drop, so I'll just say. You weren't expecting them to go as far as they did, so it was a surprise, but I don't know if it's bigger than the first two.
Would it have been bigger if Philly won?
Nope. I don't know. After that performance?
Nope.
Because you guys were all about that performance when the Game Awards was talking about it for their best moment.
I think so, but I don't know. I don't know if it's bigger than a couple of these.
I'm telling you, man, Liquid upsetting Invictus
was huge. That's a big one.
I'm surprised
Cloud9 at Worlds is not on here.
Yeah, actually, that's a pretty big surprise, too.
And that's all for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Joe, for the update. We've been covering the loot box situation for the last couple of years. And
boy,
now,
does it feel like it's been a couple
of
years.
God, I know, right?
Because of stories like this.
It feels like a decade. Now EA has come out with a defense of their loot box system.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Come on, buddy.
This is not a satire
article.
No,
this is the worst part, because listen.
On what should be leading, sadly, not The Onion.
The Onion has a wonderful arm of their publication. It's called OGN, OGN.TheOnion.com, that does, like, video game headlines. Mm-hmm. So, like, every once in a while, one will come up, and I'll be like, The Onion, you got me. You clever sons of guns. You got me. But this one, I could not believe this wasn't from The Onion.
Yeah.
This one actually, the gall of these people. Yep. What did they actually say?
While discussing the controversy around their loot boxes, EA's Kerry Hopkins said, quote, "We don't call them loot boxes," adding that they refer to them as surprise mechanics.
Oh, I got a surprise for you.
She followed by saying, if you go to, I don't know what your version of Target is, but, you know, a store that sells lots of toys, and you do a search for surprise toys, what you'll find is that it is something that people enjoy. They enjoy surprises. And so it's something that has been part of toys for years, whether it's Kinder Eggs or Hatchimals or LOL Surprise. We do think the way that we have implemented these kinds of mechanics in FIFA, which of course...
You guys!
Which, of course, is our big one, our FIFA Ultimate Team and our packs, is actually quite ethical and quite fun, enjoyable to people.
First of all, here's the first problem I have with this statement, before you even get to the stupid names, is where do you go to Target and get surprise toys?
Well, I think it's what is that? Like Kinder Eggs, Hatchimals, those things that were popular.
What is that?
They're right next to the doors, and you have to put two quarters in, and you turn the thing toy
of things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking
that don't cost
like
thousands of dollars.
The toys actually in the store.
No,
this is different because the price of entry is found between the cushions of your couch.
Now, right. I really have Thank to give you. It to Epic, because there was an Epic representative that was at this meeting too. It was in the UK, and at some point they had actually mentioned, to them when talking about like the recent evidence that, you know, this constitutes as gambling. There are links between it.
Yeah.
The Epic representative basically said, we could do more to make this safer for consumers. Like we've done what we can, but we could do more.
That is a very responsible response to being pushed on this issue.
Wow.
Coming from Epic, well, too.
And by the way, you couldn't write it better than this. On the same day that those comments are made, a study gets published in the UK showing a link between loot box purchases and problem gambling addiction.
That was done on purpose. That was gamesmanship.
Yeah.
That was done on purpose.
100%.
Somebody
knew that study was coming out.
Yeah.
And decided to tee EA up and let's see what they do.
Let's see how deep they can dig that hole.
Yeah, exactly. And boy, did they dig it fairly deep. I mean, like, that's insane. Yeah. Like, how unfathomable is that to get in front of a group of lawmakers, right? Actually called them surprise mechanics.
EA never ceases to amaze.
It's
like every time you think like they've bottomed out, it can't get worse.
But at the same
time, so shameless.
Dude, but at the same time, people still keep giving EA their money.
Hand over
fist.
And
that's the problem. And they're always going to behave like this until people either completely remove themselves from EA's ecosystem and doesn't spend money on their games.
Yeah.
And this includes me, because I play FIFA.
Yeah, you'd have to go over to eSoccer, man.
But this includes me. And so what I'm saying is that we have voted with our feet. We voted with our dollars and shown them that this is not that big of a deal. At the very least, we've shown them that even if it is gambling, this gambling is so profitable that why would you even get in the way of it at
Robbie,
this point?
Norris is so screwed, because if I recall, isn't PES Konami?
Yeah.
Isn't that your other option?
Yeah.
Gambling.
And they just rebranded themselves to like eSports Professional, whatever it is. It's terrible.
Oh,
it's so
bad. The most corporate
it's
name
so
you can think of.
You're stuck
bad.
Between Konami and EA. Those
yes.
are your choices for
Those
soccer
Those are my
games.
Choices for soccer. Lucky me.
Wow, I can't imagine that a company like FIFA would get involved with such slimy other companies.
I know. It's shocking. It's shocking,
it.
Right? Unfathomable. What do you think about this? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. Are you as annoyed with EA as we are? I would assume that you are.
Yes.
Coming up next on Checkpoint XP, we've got a list. We don't need to check it twice. It's the top 25 games according to Metacritic. Stick around. We'll talk about that next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
The top 25 video games of all time.
No, no.
Oh, yes. Oh,
no. What do you think they are? Well, this one is according to Metacritic. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got a ton of new emotes, including two brand new emotes, thanks to the generosity of our growing live community. You can celebrate the launch of the new Not Your Player 2 podcast, a podcast about esports and video games from the female perspective, with the new Sarah emote. Check it out over at our Twitch page, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
Alrighty, guys, I've got it for you. The top 25 games of all time.
Whoopee.
As according to Metacritic, that source we all know and love and trust oh so much.
I have no idea what to expect right now.
Yeah,
like, at all.
There's no re-releases or double-ups of games on here, so, like, there's not, like, three different versions of Street Fighter 2 on
okay,
here.
Okay, okay.
But there could be, like, some but games from the same series.
There are sequels on here. There are
all
some
right,
sequels.
All right, that's fine.
All right.
And those rankings are based both off the user score and the critic's score.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, man.
So, top 25. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Robbie, what do you got?
Pokemon Red and Blue.
All right. Pokemon Red and Blue are not on this list.
All right. It's already a fail.
Wow.
Now, Norris,
it's already a
unlike
fail.
Last time, there are some fighting games on here this time. You're not going to be completely left out in the dark, I promise.
All right, fine. Street Fighter 2.
All right. Street Fighter 2 is not on this list.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Oh, come on. See, the first few rounds here is like guessing games to try and sort of figure out like what type of
where
like metric.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? I know which direction I gotta go, and I'm not happy about
okay.
it.
All right, Nate, okay. Your turn.
All right, I'm gonna throw a curveball. This is something I would normally never say.
Okay.
Half-Life 2.
Ooh, Half-Life 2 comes in at number 17 on this list. Well done, Nate.
What?
You got it. Half-Life 2's on here.
Yes, you did just blow my mind.
Nate just got a point in a game.
By accident. I picked in my head. I'm like, okay, this is a game that everyone says is great.
What's the most gassed game I could think of?
Yeah.
That's where we got
you guys should definitely think of some gassed games. You should go that
What's
route.
What's the most gassed game I
Robbie.
Can think of?
World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft. It's not on this list.
Yep. You went the wrong Yikes. Direction.
Well, I was kind of going in like something popular that a lot of people would have went and voted for.
All right. For me, Final Fantasy VII.
All right. Final Fantasy VII. It's not on this list. And neither is any other Final Fantasy
oh,
game.
What?
No.
Oh, no.
I'll go ahead
oh, no.
and take
oh, no.
care of all those
okay.
for you right now.
Metacritic, what
okay.
are you doing?
Okay. Okay, now I'm panicking. Halo.
Halo, number 15. Nate said it has a 2-0 lead after two rounds.
No. Here's what you guys need to do. Think Doritos and Mountain
yep.
Dew.
Yep.
Think Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Because that's the people that go right, on Metacritic. Right.
Lots of Axe body spray.
Yes.
And ups. Upside down backwards
Come
visors
on.
Like
there,
10
Robbie,
years
no,
ago.
I got this. I got
right
this.
Now. I got
Socks
this.
With sandals.
I got this.
Basketball shorts.
Gears of War.
Oh,
Gears
good guess.
Gears of War is not on
oh,
this list.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
How do you get more backwards hat Mountain Dew Dorito eating than that?
I know how. Call of Duty.
There you go.
Call of Duty.
Attaboy.
Not on this list.
Uh-oh. Son! Oh, my God.
Not a single Call of Duty game made this
no.
list.
Oh, no.
All right,
oh,
Nate.
Oh, no.
Pressure's on, Nate. Go for the hat trick, man.
He's 2-0. He doesn't have any pressure.
Diablo 2.
Diablo 2 is not on this
list. Okay, all right. Finally.
Okay.
All right. All is right.
All right, Robbie.
Fortnite?
Fortnite, nope, not on this list.
Oh my gosh.
Right, I'm going to give you guys a couple on
here.
Yeah,
this is garbage.
Just to make you feel good. Super Mario Galaxy comes in at number 5, and
what?
Super Mario Galaxy 2 comes in at number 6.
Stop it.
That's
so
stupid. I'll pick up another one for you. How about Grand Theft Auto 3 comes in at 13?
Okay, that I accept.
That's okay.
I'll accept that.
That's
it's a little low. It's a little low, to be honest with you.
But that's okay.
I'll accept it.
All right, Norris.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I can't think of any good games. You know what? I'm going to just put it out there. Street Fighter V.
There's no Street Fighter games on this list. But there are fighting games on here.
Okay. Wow. The shock, the shocked expression on Norris's face right now. If I could have a painter paint it.
Here's what's upsetting is there is a fighting game in at number 4 on this list.
Oh. Is it going to make us mad?
Probably.
Oh, okay. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on 97.5 FM and 1280 AM The Zone in Salt Lake City, as well as ESPN Kenai 1140 in Alaska. We're currently going through the list of top 25 games according to Metacritic, which is objectively already wrong.
It's horrible.
I have been thinking of the worst best games that I can think of to try to flesh out this list.
Okay.
Oh man, I had one and now I'm blanking.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming in for a steal.
Okay.
Skyrim.
Oh, Skyrim. Oh. It's not on this list.
Wow. Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat is not on this list. Whoa. Nor is any game in the
all
series.
Right. All right. All right. Kingdom Hearts 2.
Not on this list.
Right.
That's good. No, 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 no.
Kingdom
I
Hearts
agree
games
with this.
Are on here.
I
not
agree with
Hearts
this.
No, that's fine. Yeah, okay. I'm not mad about that.
Robbie, by the way,
game?
We did a list like this not about a year ago, and you said a game that you were very angry was not on this list, and it did make the list this time. So I want you to have some food for thought on that one.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Norris.
I don't know. Tekken.
Think. Tekken 3 is number 24 on this list.
What?
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's
but
also
it's a
the
good game.
It's also the only Tekken game on this list. Nate,
Castlevania.
Castlevania did not make the list.
All right, I'm going to pull one from our chat here. Mr. Blinks 9 says, "How about Tony Hawk?"
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is number 2 on this
Whoa,
list.
Oh, there you go, Mr.
And
Blinks.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 is number 10.
Hold on.
Oh, wow,
Tony
this
Hawk's
is so...
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is the second best video game ever made.
This is so basic. Like, this is the most
oh
basic...
Oh, my God.
Do you guys want to keep guessing? You want me to go ahead and give you...
Let's get one more round.
One more round. All right.
Give me a clue to the one that you had mentioned. Give me, like, a genre.
Sci-fi.
Mass Effect?
Mass Effect 2 is number 25 on
this list. All right.
All right. Norris, all right. One more guess.
I'm going to say something dumb. Guilty Gear.
Guilty Gear is not on this list.
I didn't think so.
All right. I'm going to take one from the chat. How about Mega Man?
Mega Man, not on this list.
All right.
All right. Number 1, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
I accept this.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. Grand Theft Auto 4 is number 3.
I accept that.
Soul Calibur, number 4.
I reject that. Holy.
Super Mario Galaxy.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 are 5 and 6. Red Dead Redemption 2 is in at number 7.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto 5 at number 8.
Okay.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild at 9. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 is at 10. Perfect Dark.
3? Really?
Yeah. Perfect Dark gets the number 11 slot.
Really? Perfect Dark.
Oh, yeah. Number 12 is Metroid Prime. Grand Theft Auto 3 and at number 13. Super Mario Odyssey at 14. Halo.
There
is
are way too many Super Mario,
yeah, there are.
3D Super Mario there, games that are not Super
64.
Yeah. 64, yeah.
Halo's number 15. NFL 2K1 at 16.
Stop it.
Half-Life 2 at 17. Bioshock at 18. GoldenEye 007 at 19.
Okay, I was
waiting.
It's for
whatever
that
game sold the most copies that year.
Uncharted 2 is in at number 20. Resident Evil 4, Orange Box, Batman Arkham City, Tekken 3, and Mass Effect 2 rounded out.
This was a weird list.
It sure was. We want to hear from you. Do you agree with the list? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.